Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A loud explosion shook the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City late Saturday, injuring at least 29 people, one critically. Another device is being examined for possible detonation. New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
As of this time, the exact cause of the explosion has not been determined.
As of
the investigation into this incident is active, and at this time, an extensive search is being conducted. As the mayor spoke, there's an ongoing situation on 27th Street right now. The area around the explosion site is being treated as a crime scene.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said there were no indications it was a terrorist act, but he said it was intentional. VOA's Issa Shirai was on the scene when the explosion occurred.
I heard a very loud explosion. Sounded a bit like a firework. And it was just one single explosion. Didn't hear anything after that. Didn't hear any screaming. But I've talked to a few people out here who are residents in nearby buildings, and they said their windows were shaking, and the explosion was heard for blocks around.
Early in the day, a pipe bomb went off in New Jersey near New York City. It happened just before a charity race. That run was called off. Mayor de Blasio said there's no indication of a connection between the blast in New York City and New Jersey. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, blasted Russia for calling the Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run that appears to have killed scores of Syrian troops. Power said its action was a stunt. U.S. offered its regrets for the loss of life in Syria. This is VOA News. Officials in Indian-administered Kashmir say militants have killed 17 soldiers in an attack on army headquarters. Another 8 soldiers wounded happened early today in the town of Uri. That's about 100 kilometers west of the region's main city of Srinagar. Officials say 4 militants were killed in the incident. Kashmir is divided between Pakistan and India, region claimed and full by both countries. New Delhi blaming the unrest in the region on Islamic militant groups based in Pakistan. Turning now to U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says this year's election is not only about who will be president, but the kind of country the United States will be in the next 4 years. Speaking at a Congressional Black Caucus Foundation dinner in Washington, Clinton said that the choice between her and Republican Party candidate Donald Trump could not be clearer.
We need ideas, not insults. Real plans to help struggling Americans in communities that have been left out and left behind, not prejudice and paranoia. We can't let Barack Obama's legacy fall into the hands of someone who doesn't understand that.
President Obama urged the caucus gathering to make sure they voted and encouraged others to vote so the country will continue the work he started.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Earlier, Trump told a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal immigrants that an open border policy has only led to tragedy.
Hundreds of individuals who have been given visas and refugee. And think of this. They've been given visas. Their refugee admissions into the country subsequently were charged with terrorism. And nobody does anything about it. Nobody does anything about it.
Recent polls have shown that Clinton has a narrow lead over Trump just over 50 days before the election. Large numbers of people marched through major German cities on Saturday protesting against planned European Union free trade deals with the United States and Canada. Police put the figure at around 180,000 and said the marches had been peaceful. Supporters of the deals have maintained that such trade pacts would boost the global economy. Negotiations have already concluded, and the treaties are awaiting the approval of European Union member states. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.